I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
To learn where your source is, and it's not in a stimulus check from the United States government. It was David that said, I'm old and I was young, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Look at your neighbor and tell him, encourage yourself in the Lord. I'm almost done with this. Listen, what do you do when discouragement sets in and makes you feel like you want to quit, feel like a failure, and feel like God has even abandoned you and those that are near to you have rejected you time and again? And listen, those that seek to avoid the difficulties will most likely never see the revelation of God's fulfillment in their life. Today, faith is used to get people out of the crisis, and it was God who put David in the crisis so he would not go back and rebuild Ziklag. He said, this thing is burned out so bad, I gotta keep on moving. And the next stop for him was gonna be Jerusalem, sitting on the throne that God had prepared for him. Many times people are robbing themselves of the greatest opportunity that God could ever give to them. And I'm just gonna tell you, one day, trouble is going to be no longer avoided. And you'll feel like you're caving in. And you'll feel like you have no strength. But here's what Paul prays for you from Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit of the inner man. You know what God said you're going to need from now till he comes? Strength on the inner man. I'm just going to tell you, getting out of bed this morning for the old 58 guy was a little bit difficult, so I stretched before I hit the floor. Otherwise, things start cracking, popping, and hurting. But I got news for you. While this physical man is fading day by day, my inner man is being strengthened when I encourage myself in the Lord. How many people know in this building that if you got the inner spunctum, if you've got the inner strength, if you got the inner man, you can make it? Bible says in verse number 6, David was distressed, but in the same verse, I love this, I'm almost out of your way, David encouraged himself. The word encouraged is strengthened. In fact, let me go a little deeper. The Hebrew word is zazak. I'm about to help some folks in here that's over 50. I'm about to give you justification for everything you've been doing already. Zazak. David encouraged, strengthened himself in the Lord. He Zazoked himself. Zazok means David talked to himself. Listen to that. You better shout on that one right there, because you know you're driving down the road. And I'm, but I don't tell you no more. I read that. I'll tell you what now, right now. Have I got anybody in here talk to yourself a time or two? Hey, I want to tell all of you, don't worry about anybody else sitting around you that didn't raise a hand. I just want to let everybody who's been Zazoking now to let you know you ain't crazy. You're in good company with David. Go ahead and talk to yourself. Go ahead and talk to yourself, because while you're hearing all these voices around you that are not wanting to say what you need to hear, go ahead and talk to yourself and tell yourself you're doing fine. Zadok, you learned a new word today. David's men wanted to stone him, but David encouraged himself. But he didn't stop there. Get this, underline this in your Bible. David encouraged himself, not in himself. Because there ain't no encouragement in me. I'm a rotten, scoundrel, stinking dog. Come on, somebody. That's a good place for you to say amen. I said it about myself. Come on. I'm trying to help you. David encouraged himself in the Lord. In the Lord. You know, if you can't get encouraged in the Lord, you probably can't be encouraged. How do you know that, Pastor? Because David came down to the point. Listen, it's not about what you say to yourself, what you're hearing other people say. What are you saying to you? David got in such a spot in Psalm 42 that he said it like this. Why are you, started talking to his soul. Anybody ever talked to your soul before? He said, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God. Slap your own soul and tell him, hope in God. Why are you thinking down and depressed and oh, I wish I had somebody to encourage me. Stop talking the negative garbage around your life. Step out of the mess you're in and walk on to the throne. Come on, somebody. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. For shall I again praise him, my salvation and my God? We need to talk to ourselves more than we listen to ourselves. People may not understand, but just keep on talking to yourself. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, but it didn't even stop there. He said, David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. The Lord means owner. God, El Shaddai. El Shaddai. David said, listen, here's point one for you, and I'm almost done. Remember what God has done. I don't think David just sat there and sucked his thumb. I think he started reminiscing about the things that God had done for him. He might have said something like this. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I will condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. He might have remembered Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. He shall make thee above only and not beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord, which I commanded thee to observe and to do it. He might have reached into the forward movement and picked up Philippians 4, 13 and said out loud, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He probably sat down and said, the Lord is my healer. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He restores my soul. I'm talking to you. Some days you got to turn off everything else and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I'll encourage myself in the Lord. I ain't waiting on you. He might have remembered what Job said in Job 13, 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He might have remembered Psalm 18 and wrote it down. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my buckler, my God, my strength in whom I will trust. My buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Now I'm going to tell you, my dear friends, if you can't remember the Lord and what he has done, you got to keep on quoting that scripture until your soul flips over to an encouragement in the Lord. You're not going to find encouragement in this world. You're not going to even find maybe the encouragement you need from your family. And you might come to church and some of the good old saints sit down beside you and say, let me tell you what happened to me this week. Wah, 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 wah. But I got news for you. Between now and the coming of the Lord, you may have to encourage your own self every day that you walk. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm leaving Ziklag and I will arrive. I've think David might have said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy and my foes, came in to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp around about me, my heart shall not fear. Though war and COVID shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and to inquire in his holy temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in the pavilion, in the secret place of the Most High God, and he shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing for the Lord. Somebody ought to start singing before you get a song. You ought to start praising before the battle is over. When I cried with my voice, have mercy also upon me, he answered me. And when thou sayest, seek thee my face, my heart said unto thee, my face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, and put thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Come on, say it out loud. Thou hast been my help. Thou hast been my help. When nobody else could help me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Thou hast been my help. Thou hast been my help when I was sick with COVID and couldn't lift my head off the bed. You reached in and picked me up and walked with me and talked with me. And through the valley of the shadow of death, you have never left me. Thou hast been my help. I'm talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord. You need to speak life over your life. Somebody gets around you talking down, negative, talking about how much the devil's done. Just stop them right in the middle of their conversation and say, well, praise the Lord. Let them accuse you of being too spiritual. And I'll tell you this, that in the time we're living, one moment I could be fighting with the devil, and the next moment I'm on the mountain. I'm going to praise him because he's God on the mountain and he's God in the valley too. Oh, I wish I had a Pentecostal church here today. You better learn how to encourage yourself. Don't you wait on somebody else to come and affirm you, pat you on the back. I'll do my own patting for me. That's good preaching, Pastor. Preach on. I don't care how long you preach, because I don't know when I'm going to be fighting the devil. So preach that word to me. Preach that word to me. Tell me God is my help. Tell me God is my refuge. Come on, somebody, lift your hands, open your mouth, and encourage yourself in the Lord. Woo! You better learn how to turn the radio on and sing anyway. I wish I had somebody in here who knows what it's like. You got to remember what the Lord has done. The devil is a liar. God's been better to you than the devil has ever been evil to you.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at PaceAssembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.